Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothangle. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm excited, as always, but before we can get to this week's show, I've got to clear up my challenge from last time.
Sounds like a plan.
I said, start with the term Broadway play. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a five-letter word for what a Broadway play might win, and the seven-letter name of a certain magazine. What are the words?
The thing that the play might win is an award, and the magazine is Playboy.
Nicely done.
All right, Ian, since we started a new season of Any Questions last week, I thought it would be fun to introduce a new type of question to our repertoire. We've done before and after a few times. We've done our series questions. And this one is called One, the Other, Both, or Neither.
Uh-oh.
I'll name a person, place, or thing. Hey, that'd be a good name for a show.
Let's get Randy on the line.
And then give you two descriptions. You decide if one, the other, both, or neither of the descriptions apply to that person, place, or thing.
First and last time we'll do this type of question.
You're going to like it. Actress Nicole Kidman. Oscar winner. Australian. Both. Or neither.
Well, wasn't she born in California or something? It's both?
It is both.
I thought she was born in the U.S.
She was, but she was born to Australian parents, so she has dual Australian and American citizenship. And she did win an Oscar for her portrayal of Virginia Woolf in The Hours.
I did myself in by the man who knew too much on that question.
You outthunk yourself all the way around the circle there. The planet Jupiter, the largest planet in our solar system, the planet in our solar system with the most moons, both, or neither?
I'll say both.
Both again is correct. Jupiter's mass is about 317 times that of Earth's, and it has 67 known moons. Mount Rushmore, located in North Dakota, a national memorial, both, or neither?
Okay, so I know it's in South Dakota, so it must be a national memorial.
Yes, it is a national memorial. In fact, it is officially called Mount Rushmore National Memorial, located in the Black Hills of South Dakota. Baseball great Ted Williams, Hall of Famer, part of a World Series winning team, both, or neither?
Well, he's definitely a Hall of Famer.
Correct.
I don't think he won a World Series as a player.
Therefore?
He is just a Hall of Famer.
He is just a Hall of Famer. That is right. He was never part of a World Series winning team. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1966, and he received votes from 93.4% of the voters. And finally, the year 1900. A leap year. The first year of the 20th century. Both. Or neither.
I'll say neither.
You are correct.
Because for some reason on the hundreds, it doesn't have a leap year.
Yes. The easier one to get out of the way is the first year of the 20th century. It is, of course, is the last year of the 19th century. The rule for leap years, as you were starting to say, is normally the ones that are divisible by four, except for what they call the centurial years. Those are not leap years, except for the ones that are divisible by 400.
Huh.
So the year 1600 is a leap year, as was the year 2000.
So we don't get one of those for quite a while again.
Right. The next centurial leap year will be 2400.
Well, I hope we're still doing the show.
I don't. Did you enjoy this week's show? Will you listen again next week? Both or neither? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions if you want to look through the rules of this week's show another time or find out this week's challenge, which is...
Start with the words both and neither. Change one letter to an M, and you can rearrange the result to spell a seven-letter word for something you might prove in math class and a four-letter word for what your professor might give you to get started. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on this challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.